It's Friday, and perhaps you're thinking about seeing a movie. Here's one you might want to put on your list. An immigrant story involves far more than just relocation. Transition to a new life in a new place can sometimes involve a journey filled with danger and hope. Daybreak Asia's Ray Kugel tells us about a short film that describes in a most unusual way what happened to a Vietnamese refugee in the aftermath of the Vietnam War.
Mitchell Pham is one of the lucky ones. He survived a danger-filled experience escaping from Vietnam with his family for political and economic reasons after the war ended in April 1975. His story is explained in a captivating brief film called Eat Your Cake, I'm a Vietnamese Refugee. Pham's tale is one of spending 6 months under harsh conditions in a prison, escaping by boat in stormy seas with dwindling supplies, and finding brief refuge on an oil rig before being sent to the first of four refugee camps for 18 months. It was there, at the age of 12, that Pham found safety with barracks to sleep in, a library, and learning how to read and write English. His language skills helped send him to relocation and a new life in New Zealand. Eat Your Cake, I'm a Vietnamese Refugee is a pretty amazing thing to watch. This is no ordinary documentary. Director-writer Sally Tran uses colorful traditional Vietnamese paper folding, stop-frame animation, and inventive soundtrack and actual interviews with Pham to make this a unique visual experience.
Were there a lot of young people like you?
Well, there were a lot of people there of all ages and backgrounds, and they all came with their own stories. And some of them were real horror stories too. I remember meeting some people who'd been there for 10 or more years already, and they weren't going anywhere because they couldn't go back to Vietnam. Other countries didn't accept them, so they couldn't migrate anywhere. Some of them even died in the camps. The biggest fear that they had were to actually die there in a place of limbo. Their families wouldn't know what happened to them at all.
Tran is a second-generation Vietnamese, New Zealand-born. Now based in New York and Ho Chi Minh City, I asked Tran how she came up with the idea to make the film and about the very creative techniques used for it.
I met Mitchell through sort of Asian networking in Auckland in New Zealand, and there's a very few Vietnamese people that live in Auckland, so it's always great to meet another Vietnamese person. And he told his story, and I thought it was really remarkable, and he's a very successful businessman in New Zealand. So I thought it would be great to kind of tell his full story, just sort of from his journey into New Zealand and what he's achieved.
What was Pham's reaction to having a film made about him?
He was absolutely thrilled about it. He thought it was great. You know, it'd be interesting. And he really liked the idea that it was going to be made, you know, half animation and half documentary.
How typical are Pham's experiences as part of New Zealand's refugee community?
I think it is common. I think what's not so common is probably Mitchell's success story that comes afterwards that I had planned to tell, but decided the story was too long. It was too long for a short film and too short for a feature film.
Is New Zealand receptive towards Vietnamese refugees now? And if so, how are they doing?
The Vietnamese community in New Zealand is very, very small. And most of the Vietnamese refugees live in South Auckland. And I think people are very open with the Vietnamese refugees. I think they do well and they integrated well.
What made you decide to make a film with paper craft and stop-frame animation?
I love paper. Paper is one of my loves. And stop-frame animation is also one of my loves in terms of telling stories through this style of craft. And I thought it was just appropriate for this story being about a Vietnamese refugee, and the whole sort of animation sequence within that film is all, you know, traditional Vietnamese paper folding. So it's called 3D origami. And I thought it would be more appealing for a young audience to watch a film like that.
How difficult was it to do the paper craft, and how many people were involved in that aspect of the film?
It was a very time-consuming process. The paper folding itself is simple. It's just a triangle, and we made about a good 5,000 of those triangles in different color and different sizes. We had a team of about 20 that came every Sunday to my workshops, and I would just sit there watching movies, listening to music, folding these paper triangles. And we had a paper origami expert, and she would be making the structures as these little paper triangles are folded, and then another couple of months to actually catch the animation.
Is the film aimed at a particular audience in New Zealand or Vietnam or anywhere else?
Mainly my pitch was for New Zealand, young 8 to 15, and I wanted to show it through schools in New Zealand. And I think that it's also a very international story.
What's the significance of the title, Eat Your Cake?
Once I met Mitchell, I thought it was sort of appropriate to name the film that, where I thought that he was doing exactly that. He was finding himself and realizing that he was also able to, as a refugee, to have his cake and eat it too, because being such a successful businessman in New Zealand.
Fahms found success as a co-founder of a tech company in New Zealand. Trans Eat Your Cake, I'm a Vietnamese Refugee, is more than just the profile of a man who overcame tremendous odds and peril to survive and prosper in New Zealand. This is just a darn good little movie. I'm Ray Kugel.
And you can catch Ray Kugel's movie reviews each week at this time right here on Daybreak Asia. He'd like to remind us that if you'd like more information on the film, you can go to the website. It's www.nzonscreen.com/eatyourcake.